This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The Massachusetts State Police will now directly pay their troopers who are assigned to patrol Logan Airport and other Massport properties. That's after a Boston Globe report found that officials did not properly disclose payroll records for that unit, which is known as Troop F. Earlier this week, Governor Charlie Baker was among those questioning why the payroll records for Troop F were not filed with the state comptroller since 2010.
Oh, I think it was clearly deliberate for some reason. I don't know what that reason was. It was in 2010.
We're joined now by the state comptroller, Tom Schack. Thanks so much for being with us on Radio Boston.
Pleasure to be here.
So when did you find out that this information, this payroll information, was not being filed, and what was your reaction?
Well, we began to review the information last week with the Boston Globe, and as a matter of fact, we actually created the state's transparency system in 2016, a news transparency system to expand transparency within the Commonwealth and to account for all of the employees and all of the spending, and that includes more than 90,000 people and more than $60 billion annually. So we've invited the media, like the Globe, to participate in reviewing that data, because the more eyes we have on the data, we know the more things that we'll find. And we know that we'll find issues that arise on occasion, and that's what happened here.
But these records weren't filed since 2010, as we heard. How does your office enforce the requirement that payroll records be filed, and why wasn't this noticed sooner?
Well, the state accounting system and the state's payroll system are what are used as the data points to receive the information from the 151 departments and agencies on the 90,000 plus employees. So the fact of the matter is that if someone doesn't appear in our accounting system, then they don't appear in our transparency system. And that's not, again, that's not something, you know, that we would necessarily pick up on, because you have people that are coming in and out of state service all the time. So, like the state police, for instance, could have a number of people that are moving in and off or on and off the payroll. And so we wouldn't necessarily pick up on that.
But if this entire troop of 140 troopers, I'm assuming it had been, payroll records had been filed prior to 2010, if we're talking about the last 8 years they hadn't been filed, why wasn't it even noticed that then those records were no longer being filed, and why did it take the media to bring that to folks' attention?
Well, the fact of the matter is that this wasn't something that just started in 2010. This was an agreement that was in place between Massport and the state police that dated back to the 1970s, and we shared that with the Globe. They didn't publish that. But I think it's important for people to realize that when there are decades-old practices or standard operating procedures, it is often the case that that something will slip through the crack.
So essentially, this information just slipped through the cracks, that the information about this troop was not being filed with your office as required.
Well, that's right, because, again, we draw the requirement isn't filing with our office the data. The requirement is for us to publish the state payroll. And if we're unaware that there are state employees that are on a separate payroll system, then it's impossible for us to know, number one, that they are to be reported, and two, it's incumbent upon the leadership of that state agency to make sure that that they are accounting for all of their employees and all of their time.
Governor Baker, as we heard up top, said that the lack of disclosing this information properly was clearly deliberate, and he has said that state police need to, quote, get their act together. What are your thoughts about why this wasn't done as it should have been?
I think that people should realize that that our responsibility is to make sure that the payroll is processed, that taxes are treated properly, that people are people's benefits are handled appropriately, that the proper reporting to the retirement board goes on. And that's exactly what we do on a daily basis. Of course, when you have so many employees, and if you have a gap where, 140 or 150 employees, and that's just employees that are assigned, that there are also employees that from the state police that also work details for the Massport, and they have gone off of our payroll at times and onto the other payroll and then come back again.
I want to go back to my question about what Governor Baker said about this being clearly deliberate, this sort of not properly publicly disclosing these payroll records. Do you think there was any bad intent here on the part of the person who was supposed to be filing this, because some of these salaries were quite high?
Well, I think it's impossible for me as comptroller and or as a lawyer to climb into the mind of somebody else. I do agree with the governor from the standpoint that somebody at some point had to make a decision, and that decision was to not put this data or not provide this data to the comptroller's office in a way that could be converted into the transparency mechanism or the payroll system, and that's problematic. I would say that, you know, no matter what, you had to be aware, that person or those people had to be aware of the fact that they were doing something that was wrong.
So you think it was deliberate as well?
Well, I think that the action is deliberate. I can't say that it's nefarious, but I can say that someone had to make a determination at some point, either with the state police or elsewhere, that this information was not going to be provided to the comptroller.
So let's make it clear. These state troopers, and we're just talking about Troop F, and that's about 140
right.
troopers, they'll be paid under the state police and not under Massport anymore, but Massport will then reimburse the state police.
Correct. That's our intention for a long-term solution to this issue. We have a short-term solution, which is simply to get all of the data and get it up onto the transparency site as quickly as possible. And we're working assiduously to get that done by the end of this week.
Now, the Globe investigation that started a lot of this found that 54 of those troopers in Troop F earned more than $200,000 a year. And many folks consider those to be very high salaries. And they're saying, so why would turning over the payroll filing responsibilities to state police be a solution when state police are the subject of several investigations, including one into overtime pay abuses that, you know, just recently resulted in suspensions and retirements of several troopers here?
Well, Deborah, I didn't create the system, and we didn't create the system in the comptroller's office. But what we do, we do have to ensure, and we take no opinion with regard to, you know, what shifts people work, other than to say, okay, agency head, in this case, the colonel, you're responsible for making sure that your troopers are working the shifts that they're paid. But our responsibility is to make sure that they're correctly paid, that the payroll is correctly handled, and that's what we do.
I am curious, though, about enforcement. If you find that someone is not properly giving you the information to publish, what do you do? Is there any teeth, I guess, to enforcing this transparency?
Well, certainly, and the fact is that the options that are available to us are to you know, fix the problem all the way up to the potential of taking an agency or department into receivership, which is something that, you know, obviously we don't like to do, but we provide a great deal of support and training and the policy oversight and policy development to support all of the agency heads in making sure that their payroll is accounted for.
Hmm. There was a meeting yesterday with your office and Massport and the state police. The state police issued a statement afterwards saying it was a productive meeting, and they say they're going to move forward to make sure that payroll data is made publicly available. When do you expect that this missing data will be turned over, and then what happens with it?
Well, I've insisted that it be turned over to my staff for analysis within 48 hours. So what we will do is provide a quality control check on the data once we receive it, make sure that it's compatible with the data is compatible with the data points that we have currently in the payroll system, and then upload it onto a special new button that will exist under the quasi agencies that will be on our website, macomptroller.org.
Will you do anything differently? Does this incident cause you to try to do anything differently to ensure that there is compliance with some of the payroll publishing requirements?
Absolutely, Deborah. One of the things that we've been espousing for quite a long time is the fact that our payroll system is really warmed over 1980s technology, and that there are many, many systems that are much more secure, much more transparency friendly. And we've been trying to identify those for the past year and a half now. And we're very hopeful that the legislature and the governor and other constitutional officers will support us in developing a new system that will be, you know, state of the art and will provide us with the ability to be able to hold every agency head accountable with a dashboard that will show exactly how many employees they have and exactly what they make.
Massachusetts Comptroller Tom Schack, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I'm sure it isn't easy to talk about all of this. Thank you.
My pleasure.